It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Got McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, and you. 833-563-2539 is the number. If you ever would like to be part of the show, you can call in and say what up. And, of course, follow the show. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes on our Twitter and on our Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. Hey, good morning, McKenzie. How you doing today?
Hey, good. I've had a whirlwind 24 hours.
Weren't you, like, in L.A. or something?
I was. I just got back from Los Angeles literally hours ago.
Nice.
It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. I got to do lots of exploring. I was in LA. I was in West Hollywood. I went to Santa Monica, went to Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive. So I covered a lot in a short span of time, but it was cool.
That's awesome. Your photos looked awesome. The whole trip looked really cool.
Thank you so much. It was fun to explore. Like, I went to Sur, if you ever watched, like, Vanderpump.
You
yeah.
did?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So Sur is, like, a trendy restaurant.
Chops! Oh, my God!
Wait, I'm so jealous.
I saw Lisa Vanderpump's son. He was there, and the other
did?
Owner.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Max!
Yeah, Max is there.
Oh, my gosh.
If you watch, like, Vanderpump Rules
Chops,
or
we get coffee, they
Real
can talk
Housewives
about this
of Beverly Hills.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So that was super fun. I went to Craig's, where Selena had her infamous run-in with Hailey Bieber and saw, like, all the paparazzi out front. So it was just cool. Like, West Hollywood is a really, really fun vibe. Then we went to the Abbey. What else did we do? And like I said, Santa Monica was fun. Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, honey. Like, it was just really
right.
cool. Yeah, but at the end of my trip, I got some food poisoning.
Oh, no.
So that wasn't great. So my last night, I was like, struggle busing, like, yeah, and then on the four and a half hour flight back. So I've had a rough.
Well, she also is not mentioning she took a red eye. So she
so
literally
I,
took
my
a bags red eye.
From my car.
She had came straight here from the airport.
So it's been a real crazy 24 hours. I was like, but I can make it. I can nap for hour. I have an allotted, like, 3 hour nap time when we are done here today. So, but it was great. It was really fun. It was like 65, 70. I know it was freezing in lots of parts of the country.
Yeah,
I know in Houston it was like in the 50s. In Indy, like right now it's 24, so it's a lot chillier. But
well, yeah,
you need 3 hours. I need 3 days after a red eye. You're amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Thank you. I haven't eaten anything for 24 hours because I was, you know, I had food poisoning. I'm scared. Like, I want to try something so I have energy, but I'm also real scared.
Like, nervous.
So I'm just warning
yeah.
you guys.
Okay. Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend?
My weekend was busy. Not that busy, but my weekend was really busy. I did a double cycle bar class on Friday night. Then I had to go run to an event. I went to, like, a hockey game and shot.
Oh, I saw
the
that.
Puck.
Yeah. In Indy, there's the Indy Fuel. It's a
yes.
hockey team. You got to do the, like, shoot
the
puck,
charity,
what's it called?
Yes.
How cool.
Yeah, where I shot the puck at, like, the half line, the halfway yeah. line. I was an inch away.
No.
An inch away from making it, like, so close. The whole crowd was like,
oh!
Like, I was so close. So that was just so much fun. Then on Saturday, I woke up and I worked out. I ran, like, 3.5 miles and did, like, a super intense ab workout, which I shouldn't have done. Like, my body was exhausted. I taught, I think, 7 cycle bar classes in 4 days. So my body was just very tired. I shouldn't have worked out. But then I went home to celebrate my brother-in-law's birthday. I watched a Conor McGregor and the Cowboy fight, which lasted all of 40 seconds.
That was quick.
Really? Okay, so I heard Conor won, but I didn't watch.
Yes, 40 seconds, the Cowboy didn't even get a punch in. But that was still fun, and it was still good to watch. And then Sunday, I had to drive back. I taught a cycle bar class yesterday. We obviously had the day off yesterday. So it was a good weekend. It was just pretty busy. So I'm hoping I'm actually was pretty excited to get back to work and get back to a little bit of a structured schedule just because I thrive.
All right. Well, structure. Yeah. I mean, we're proud of you. Take it easy. You're going to get yourself sick from like not resting at all. Your body needs rest.
I know. I'm telling myself that too. I'm like,
Mackenzie are going to come in on Friday, like barely
on the
breathing.
Brink of death.
Hey, guys. Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday and your weekend?
It was good. Friday night, I worked at the steakhouse. Saturday, I worked all day at the steakhouse. Sunday, I was supposed to work all day at the steakhouse, but it was a little slow, so they gave me the day off. I got some cleaning done. That was nice. Played some Call of Duty. That was fun. And oh my gosh, at the steakhouse, guys, I served someone famous.
Oh, I know who it is.
Are you allowed to say?
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll talk about it more a little later.
You should add it in the tea.
Okay. We'll see.
It's like our tea.
I want to make sure first, and then I'll let you know.
He has to text his bosses.
Yeah. And then yesterday, what was yesterday? We had the day off,
yesterday,
right?
Yesterday was Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah, right. That's right. And I had to work at the steakhouse last night, and I went in. I didn't know it, but guys, I was training someone.
Like your replacement?
No, like just a new server.
And okay.
Like, I have never trained before. It was my first time training. And I thought the guy did very well. He was really good.
Good. Well, I feel like they obviously trust you a lot if they're willing to let you train. Because I worked at a restaurant here, I think, for maybe a year. They never let me train anyone.
Oh. Yeah, and I've only been there for 8 months.
Yeah.
So, wow. And then I played some more Call of Duty.
Did you hop on last night? You and Chad asked me to hop on, but I was like, no, I was like 8:30. I was trying to brush my teeth and get in bed and just like try not to stay up so late. I get so sucked into their world. It'll be like 11 o'clock. I'm like, crap.
I know. Our buddy Chad didn't play, but the game was laggy last night. Like, it was lagging. Do you know what that means, Mackenzie and Liv?
No,
I do not.
It's
just like boring.
No. Yeah, the internet was like,
yeah, the internet.
It was glitchy.
This is laggy.
This is lame.
We're lagging right now.
So like, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm not playing. And I got some good sleep.
Yay. All right, well, good for you, man. Good. My time yesterday was good. Actually, had somebody come over, and this is so silly, but we did like an energy assessment with like our local power company, and they ended up giving us like a free little what is it? It's like is it a Nest? It's one of those energy things where you can change on your phone the temperature in your house, your thermostat.
Oh, cool.
Which
is so
cool, because I'm like, ha ha ha, maybe I'll turn the heat up, or maybe I'll have Lindsay freak out and I'll turn the heater off this morning. She's like, what's going on?
Ooh.
I have the power in my hand. But that was cool. What?
You're looking, I was going to remember the Family Guy clip. Who touched the thermostat?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's like when I go to my parents' house, it's like 65. And I keep it so cold.
I can't.
It's crazy.
Do they have room for another guest? That sounds like an ideal temperature to be relaxing in. So I did that yesterday. Got a workout in. Took my boys, Benny and Paddington, for a walk in Indy. It was freezing. So we got like a mile and a quarter, and we were all like, screw this. We're going home. It was just freezing. But it's so good to be here. Like, listen, I look forward to getting back in the routine, talking to everybody. And of course, one thing I've been missing, I mean, I look online, but it's not the same thing, the tea.
That's right. I was kind of in the thick of it. The SAG Awards went down, the big winners and moment everyone's talking about with Brad and Jen. And this hot blonde says she has stopped drinking for life.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Well, I got to see actually the red carpet where the SAGs were going down. The Screen Actor Guild Awards happened in California over the weekend. Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Brad Pitt, Laura Dern, all honored. The Crown and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which everyone says I have to watch, won for best TV drama and comedy. But everyone is talking about, first of all, Brad Pitt and what a charmer he is.
I gotta add this to my Tinder profile. Thank you, my brothers, my sisters. This means so much, more than I can possibly fathom. I want you to know I watch everything. I watch you all, and the work has been mesmerizing, so I thank you.
Took his award for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I still need to watch. And then his former wifey, Jen Aniston, won for The Morning Show.
I mean, who knew that emotional breakdowns felt that good? It was literally like, you know, 7 months of therapy covered about 20 years of work. So thank you for watching that.
The moment everyone's talking about is when Brad was holding his award and he was backstage and he stopped and is watching Jen just with these beautiful, like, he had the biggest smile on his face. He's watching her accept her award. Then he catches her and, like, grabs her arm backstage. And it's like, get back together. They're both single. They're both beautiful. They were just the best couple.
That makes me, like, emotional.
I know. I remember when they split, I like, almost cried. I don't know why. But
so
you two
are holding out hope that there will be a reconnection?
Absolutely. It's just the chemistry. So. I mean, there's a genuine love, you can tell. And I think she's definitely let bygones be bygones with the whole Angelina situation. But it was just so cute that he holds her just on a pedestal still. And I just love to see that. So very cool. Well, there's lots of drama that went down with LeBron James. So there's a small yellow object came flying out of the Springfield College stands. Basically, appeared to hit LeBron's son at one of his little basketball games. And here's the audio of LeBron talking about it.
I did see the referee stop the inbounds and a cop came up there, but I didn't even know what happened until the video evidence showed me today when I got here. I mean, it's just disrespectful. I mean, and it was a little kid, too. I don't know how old that little kid was. I don't know if he learned that on his own or he learned that at home or whatever the case may be, but it's disrespectful. I wonder how old that kid is. But that earlier made me mad when I saw that.
So could you imagine? So LeBron's in the stand. He's watching Bronny play. By the way, his team lost, his son's high school team. And then, yeah, someone threw something at his kid. But it was a child. But still.
It wouldn't be cool. I mean, come on. We all know if you're going to throw something at somebody, throw it at LeBron James, not his kid.
Yeah.
LeBron's trash, not his kid.
No. They learned. That's bad because you learn sportsmanship at a young age. So shame on that family. You got to teach your kids right. Well, Kelly Ripa, she has quit drinking. And Ryan Seacrest is like, is it because of me or?
They're saying that Americans bought less wine last year. It's the first drop in a quarter of a century. Now, I believe this is because I quit drinking. That I caused this dip.
Yeah, so she said she actually quit drinking 3 years ago after Ryan Seacrest joined the show.
So was she drinking because of Michael Strahan then?
It could have been. Maybe she was stress drinking. Co-hosts will do that to you. Moving on to Megan Edmonds. Okay, so she, if you're not familiar with her, she's a Real Housewife of Orange County. And she was with Jim Edmonds, who was a baseball player. He played for, like, the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. And here's the deal. So basically, they have split. She has said he is now dating the woman that they had a threesome with.
She would have things like a new Range Rover or, like, a new Cartier watch. And she didn't work. And so I jumped to some of my own conclusions and we weren't really that very close. But just there's something weird between them.
Now he denies it, of course, but that is pretty juicy.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Dating trends in 2020, there's a new one and it involves a White Claw, or at least White Clawing. Do I have your attention? We'll go over those coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and Mackenzie. We got Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer Lenny Bree holding things down in Houston. So glad you're here with us this morning. If you are currently dating, you might know about some of these trends. I am happily married, so I don't get to partake in these, which they don't sound that fun. But if you got anybody single and they're going through this, you definitely got to share it. Ladies, have you heard of dial toning? Ever heard somebody say, oh man, dial toning? Or maybe have you dial toned somebody?
No. I don't know. What is it?
When you give someone your number, they reach out, and then you never reply. Oh. Kind of like they're getting like a dial tone.
That's such a D move. Like, I hate people that play games like that. Like, you give someone your number, and then they, like, reach out to you, and then you just don't pick up.
But I am so guilty of this.
Really?
Like,
you're a dial toner?
So guilty of this. I've been probably doing this since I was 15. But here's my problem.
God.
I don't know. I feel awkward when someone asks for my number.
Oh, because you feel guilty and you don't know
guilty,
what to do.
I feel guilty, so I always say yes. And so then I give them my number, even though I have no interest in them.
Oh, I see.
And then they reach out to me. I'm also really guilty of this because, like, me and my friends think it's really funny when I was in college that I would leave my number for our waiter if he was just, like, even semi-cute just because we thought it was funny. And then we would leave brunch and we would talk about how, like, they actually weren't cute at all. Oh. So then they would text me. and I would never respond.
How many times did Porkchop have that happen to him? He's like, no!
I don't even get numbers.
So it's not like vindictive. It's just because you feel bad. Like, I feel awkward too. I just always say I have a boyfriend. Like, when someone...
That's not a bad idea, because I would excuse it too if you're drunk. Like, when you're drunk, you're drunk. But, I mean, if a guy has the courage to ask, that doesn't mean you have to give it to him. But I can see where you feel
so much pressure.
I gotta give it to him.
Well, I was like running through the airport and someone was like, oh, open the door for me. And then he's like, oh, can I have your, can I give you my number? And I'm like, ugh. And I was like, oh, I have a boyfriend. So that's like my new go-to. Because I used to be like, and then I just like give them my number. I'm like, why did I do that? So now I just say, I have a boyfriend.
Like, I'm a nun. I'm married to the Lord. Leave me alone. Okay, this one maybe the ladies run into. I don't know if it's a guy thing. Glamboozled. Have you heard of that when it comes to dating? It's a trend. Mm-hmm. It's when you get ready only to get a text from your date asking, hey, can we cancel or maybe reschedule?
That is the worst.
You've been glamboozled, huh?
That is the absolute worst. Yes, it happened to me once, and I will never forgive that person. Just because you take all the time, you shave, you get beautiful, you blow dry, you can maybe get a blowout, like balls to the wall. It's like I could just be masking in my yoga pants, drinking wine. I put all this effort for 2 hours, and this is not happening.
But what if there's a legitimate reason of why they had to cancel?
I mean, obviously there's like a death in the family, but like other than that.
But it better been like an immediate thing, like mom, dad, or grandma, or grandpa. Otherwise, unacceptable.
Interesting. You just gave me a flashback. I had to cancel on a date once, like a long time ago with a girl.
A long time ago, okay.
Yeah. And she she was so mad at me, but I had to cancel because of work. And so I tried to reschedule something with her, and then it never worked out. And then I think she sensed my gayisms, and it definitely never worked out.
Mm. My gayisms.
The gayisms.
They'll get ya.
What about this? Cosplaying. This is a dating term for 2020 to be aware of, and maybe you're going through it. When a former date contacts you well after the fact to ask for an unrelated favor. So maybe you went on a few dates, have not talked in a long time, and it's like, hey, Porkchop, can you help me do this? Or, hey, Mackenzie, can you get me concert tickets for that? Mm-hmm. Just randomly like, wait, why are you reaching out to me? What do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. People do that to me all the time. Not that I dated just randomly in my life, that I maybe have met one or like from high school that I haven't talked to in years.
Yeah.
People do that to me. Not so much like people I used to date, but just like people in general.
And there's a bunch of these, but the final one that I'm going to go over with you guys, dating trends in 2020, white clawing. Any idea what a white clawing is? Obviously, it's a delicious drink.
Getting really drunk and not remembering making out with someone? I don't know.
No, it is staying with someone who you find very attractive, like they look good, but otherwise, maybe they're really simple, or they're boring, or they're really dumb, but you're like, well, hey, at least there's something good to look at. I feel like men and women both do this, and eventually you cannot make the exception anymore. You just can't deal with
it. Is it hooking up or actually like pursuing a relationship with this person?
Staying with someone. So I would say it's more than just a one night,
more than
wham,
just
bam.
A one night stand. I definitely did this my senior year of college. Oh,
Liv's on everything on this list.
I know, I'm so bad. He was so hot, but just, maybe keep the mouth shut a little bit. Just didn't have much going on in between.
I like it. Less talky-talky. More take your shirt off.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, I got Joe's Need to Know News. If you're going to your dentist, you might want to make sure they don't do this. This could be very dangerous. And if you need a Snickers to calm down, I can tell you where you can find the world's largest Snicker bar. This thing, guys, over 12 feet long.
What?
Yeah, bring on the diabetes. It's Joe Mackenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. It's coming up after Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. President Trump's impeachment trial starts today at 1 o'clock. So if you have nothing to do and you like C-SPAN, I turn it on. I know my mom and grandma will be. This dentist, wow, this is kind of scary. I like going to the dentist. Doctor I go to, Dr. Sarah Gove, she's just always been awesome. She's a big fan of the show, so shout out to her. She does a good job, and I've never seen her do this before. A dentist has been found guilty after riding a hoverboard while extracting teeth. Listen to this story. This is insane.
Lawsuit filed by the state alleges Seth Lookhart took this video of himself and shared it with several people. And do you notice he's riding the hoverboard as the patient is allegedly sedated? The Alaska Department of Law says Lockhart was convicted of 46 charges.
That's insane. Got like a big drill in the mouth.
What is going on with this situation?
It's Alaska, Mackenzie. It's totally acceptable.
Anything can happen, I guess.
You never know.
An ultimate douchebag.
Oh my gosh. Let's see here. Speaking of cavities, how about the world's largest Snicker bar in the world? It was unveiled in Waco, Texas last week. The candy bar, 12 feet long, 24 inches high, so 2 feet high, and 26 inches wide, weighs more than 2 tons.
Two tons?
What?
pounds. Dang, that's a lot of food, a lot of candy. The giant candy bar was created for the Super Bowl. It's going to be used in an ad on February 2nd, so look for that when the 49ers play the Chiefs. So I am excited about the Super Bowl, too. It's going to be really fun.
I'm excited for my boy Jimmy. Hey.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy! Mm-hmm. What up, girl? Speaking of the Super Bowl, tickets could be more expensive. They actually are the most expensive in history. Ticket resale prices on SeatGeek, which is a website where you can buy seats. The average price for tickets in the past 24 hours was $6,785, almost $7,000 per ticket. Compared to other Super Bowls, this year's tickets are reselling for at least $1,000 more.
Wow.
If I had the money, though, I would love to go to a Super Bowl, or if I could go for it, for sure, just to have the experience at least one time.
You need to go through the media. You gotta work different ways.
Let's next year apply for some media passes.
Yeah, that's
because
the way
I
to
would
do it.
Die if I got to go to the Super Bowl.
That would be incredible. All right, ladies, we're gonna give you some credit here, so don't say we never gave any credit. Women in the U.S. typically spend two hours more per day than their male counterparts cleaning, cooking, and doing other unpaid tasks. Researchers say it adds up to more than 95 additional 8-hour work days in a year that women work for free. And if women did receive a paycheck for that time, it could add up to as much as $1.48 trillion annually in the U.S. So, wow. Lindsay, I appreciate all the extra work you do for our household. You're amazing.
I 1,000% think this is true.
Me too.
Because even like, I'm not even married, but I have a boyfriend and we have dinner together every night and I cook it majority of the time. And I'll also like clean it. Like last night, I just cleaned his kitchen. I mean, he did help me out a little bit, but I did all of their dirty dishes because they're just stacking up and it was gross. He lives with three other men and it's just disgusting.
Now, would you want him to cook? Would you want him?
I mean,
obviously, you want to
clean.
Would you want your guy to cook, or you enjoy cooking?
I actually enjoy cooking, so I don't mind cooking. I mean, there are times where I'm absolutely exhausted because I work two jobs. My second job is very physically demanding, and on those nights, he will cook, but it's always something very, very easy.
Do you ever talk to him? Is he going to get his own place ever?
So he wants to. I mean, he owns the house that all of his friends
live in. He's
smart,
Mackenzie. Yeah.
So he is like, they're paying his mortgage.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to keep this going.
I get it, but I'm like, he's 30. He's got a serious girlfriend. It might be time to like, you know.
Yeah, so I think that like he's definitely thinking about it. I think once we get engaged, if that happens down the road, I think he'll definitely be like,
well,
all right,
so,
boys.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Let's move on out.
All right, Jewel Daddy, I think you're a secret genius, man. You're not you're getting a free mortgage payment every month. Keep it up. No, I get what you're saying, though, Mackenzie. And let's see. Does anybody ever go on a cruise? I've never been on one. I hear they're really fun, but I don't know why I'm afraid.
Yeah, I've been on multiple cruises. Actually, back in the day here at Radio Now, we would take our listeners on party cruises.
How long have you been on a
so
cruise?
Much fun.
Like a week or?
Yeah, I've gone. The longest is 10 days, which also is a little long.
What if you added 110 days to that? There is now the Princess Cruises kicked off. It's a 111-day around-the-world voyage yesterday. It's got about 700 guests, 400 crew members. It's going to tour 40 different ports in 26 countries on 5 continents. It's going to cover almost 35,000 nautical miles. The cruise left L.A. yesterday, and it's going to return on May 11th. That's a long time to
like,
be
does
gone.
Does no one have a job? Or just
maybe they're retirees or something. I don't know. Do you think we can talk our boss about that? Like, hey, we want to do a Joe Mackenzie cruise. We're only going to be gone for 111 days.
We'll see you in the summer.
Peace. I guarantee you this is made up of retirees and influencers.
Yeah.
Well, trying to be influencers.
Wish I could be either one of those. And finally, today's a special day. It's International Sweatpants Day. Sorry I didn't tell you guys sooner. We could have worn those to work.
We wear those like every day.
I know. Live the Web Girl, you like this. National Granola Bar Day. It's also National Hugging Day and National One-Liners Day. So I'm going to try my funnies out later on the show. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out. Just go to joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day is very interesting today. I got to give Porkchop credit for his idea. Get ready to be part of Song of the Day. Save this number on your phone so you can text us. It's 52140. Song of the day. You're about to decide what song we play by texting song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Make sure you wait to vote, though. Listen to everybody's choice today. Then you pick out the one you want to hear first. Porkchop, I believe you came up with a theme today, which is an interesting one. What is our theme for this song of the day?
Best parody song.
All right. Where'd you come up with that one at?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I just... thought of it.
Rando?
So parody is like a joke, or it's like mocking something else, or it's like supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun.
Probably not like a typical radio song.
Right, exactly.
All I could think of was Weird Al, because I don't know that many parody. People should really hone in on that niche. There's not that many people that do like parody songs.
No, yeah, I think you're right, because that's all I thought of at first. But I think we all have different ones, and I don't think we have more than one Weird Al in here. So let's see here. We'll kick it off with Live the Web Girl. What do you have?
Okay, so this song actually came from Saturday Night Live, obviously. We're talking parody. That's like very well known. And one of my favorite things in the world, a gift I would love to receive. I went with D in the Box by The Lonely Island and Justin Timberlake.
Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my in a box. My in a box, babe.
I know what I'm getting Lindsay for Valentine's Day now.
Not only is it funny, but also like it's actually a good song. Justin Timberlake's voice is amazing. And Mom and Dad, I was joking about that's my dream present. But you can text.
Disclaimer.
You can text 52140, text the word song, and vote for C to vote for me and my song D in the Box.
Okay, Mackenzie.
All right, so mine's not so much a funny parody, but it's like a different song from an actor as well. But I just think it's so sweet because I'm in a very romantic mood. So I chose from Wedding Singer. It's Adam Sandler when Billy Idol, it's at the end of the movie, is on their flight. And he goes over the intercom to sing to Drew Barrymore, and it's Grow Old With You.
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you.
It's so sweet. So if you want a little sweetness, some romance this morning, text 52140, the word song, and vote for B.
All right, Producer Porkchop, what song do you have today?
All right, so if you remember, a couple months ago, I think one of our Dummy of the Days was about Amish people.
Yes.
And then, like, for some reason, everyone listening was just so infatuated that we actually ended up talking more about Amish people.
Rumspringa?
Yes, and all that. So when I think parody songs, I think Amish Paradise by Weird Al.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work.
Side note, I won with Coolio's Gangster's Paradise like 5 months ago. But anyways, if you want to hear that song, vote for me. You got to text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. And then when prompted, vote for the letter D, me.
In fifth grade, we thought Weird Al was the coolest thing. And that song, like, oh my gosh, my mom got me the Weird Al CD. So yes. It sounds like a throwback for me.
Bring it back.
Okay, and then my song today, favorite parody song. There's so many. These are all good choices. I think you're going to win no matter what you pick. But I love also just like Live the Lonely Island. And I love T-Pain. Where's T-Pain? We need some more T-Pain music. It was a collaboration. The music video is dope if you've never seen it. I went with I'm on a Boat.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat.
Yeah, this video is the best.
I love that song. I want to hear more of it. Okay, if you want to hear more of it too, all you have to do, grab your phone, text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you vote for me, which is letter A. I went with I'm on a boat.
I also wanted to take this moment to shout out Michelle. I met her on Friday night, and she said she listens every single day. Aww. Song of the Day is her absolute favorite, so shout out to you, Michelle.
Thanks, girl. Love you.
All right, recapping the songs you can vote for. Liv went with D in a Box by Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg. Mackenzie went Grow Old With You by Adam Sandler. Porkchop went with Amish Paradise by Weird Al. And myself, Joe, I went with I'm on a Boat by Lonely Island. All you got to do now is vote. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. To prompt you, and you choose which letter corresponding to that song you want to hear after Lizzo. Song of the Day is going on right now here on Joe and Mackenzie. The votes are officially closed. Now we're calculating them. story today was a kind of a fun one, a little different than usual. Parody song, which is the favorite parody song we think you would want to hear. We had Liv the Web Girl. She went with D in a Box.
It's my d*** in a box. My d*** in a box, babe.
Oh, yeah. That's like a good little Valentine's Day anthem. Getting ready for that. Mackenzie went with a good song by Adam Sandler. I really like this one. I've played it at weddings before when
I've
DJed.
Isn't it sweet? It's also a good Valentine's song. And I got to give a shout out to Alex, who gave me a vote this morning. Hey.
Grow old with you.
All I want to do is grow old with you.
Then producer Porkchop went with the king of parodies. He chose Weird Al, and the song he went with is Gangsters. I'm sorry. He let us know that Gangsters Paradise has won before when he went that, but he went with the parody of that, Amish Paradise.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise.
And myself, Joe, I just want to hear this whole thing. It makes me want to think of summertime and finding a friend this year that actually has a boat, because I don't. I just have a little canoe, and that is I'm on a Boat by The Lonely Island.
I'm on a boat! Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat.
Poseidon, look at me now. Okay, calculations, they are in. Do you need more time, Chops?
Nope, the votes are in.
Okay. He gave me a look. I didn't know if like we had a problem with our voting system today or...
No, I'm just sad.
Oh. Guys, I think Porkchop didn't win.
Yeah. All right. So, yep, the votes are in. Last place with 18% of the vote. me, producer Porkchop.
He just gets right to it when he doesn't do well. It's like not as drawn out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not as dramatic.
Well, the one that said oof right behind me with 20% of the vote, Liv the Web Girl.
Wait a minute. That's not true.
What do you mean?
Because I accidentally voted late, so I got the results too. And on mine, it says that I got third place, or I got second place.
Oh, well, mine says, I don't, I'll, should I say how many votes?
No, it's fine. We'll check later.
All right.
Dang
and then
it.
One vote away from her with 20% of the vote as well.
Oh.
In second place, Mackenzie.
It's my spot, and I'm back in it. Always.
Gosh darn it, I tried.
I tried to go away, I come back, I'm back in a second.
The big winner with 40% of the vote today, Joe Pesh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's dream big. Come on! Oh, I needed to hear that song this morning. It's Joe Mackenzie. That was your Song of the Day winner for Best Parody Song or your favorite one. Thanks for voting for my song. It was I'm on a Boat by The Lonely Island. Woo!
Woo!
Feeling good.
That was fun.
It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and today's a special day. We come here with the goal of making you laugh and making your day a little bit better, and my goal today is try to make the show laugh. It's kind of a mixed bag of people here, but also maybe you can steal one of these jokes and try them on one of your coworkers today and just be the hit at the office. National One-Liner Day. I'm going to go through here and I got some one-liners. I want to see if I can tickle your funny bone. Who's ready?
Oh, no. This
ready.
Can go the great or horribly wrong.
Okay.
I'm nervous for you.
Okay. Well, oh, don't be nervous for me. I got the funnies, I think. We'll see. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey, Joe.
What's the difference between men and pigs?
Nothing. I can say so many things.
What's the difference between men and pigs, Mackenzie?
I like Liv's answer. Not much.
Pigs don't turn into men when they drink. Hey! I got him. Don't worry, I'm not going to slam dudes all day. Okay, so today a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation towards the local swimming pool. I gave him a glass of water. Like, get it? Like, the water, it's like I'm donating it to...
It's like dad jokes all day.
Yep,
I love
yep.
it.
National One-Liner Day. Oh, guys, this is tough. My dad died when we couldn't remember his blood type. As he died, he kept on insisting for us to be positive, but it's hard without him.
Oh. That's sad because your father has passed.
Yeah, but he
I
didn't...
I felt weird laughing about that.
No, be positive. It's a blood type. It's okay. We're getting
okay.
through the pain.
Okay.
So, we've talked about a lot of things on the show. Addiction, a big one of them. I was
these jokes are getting dark.
I know. I felt
right.
awkward.
Continue. Addiction.
Let's try these at work. They're going to win your coworkers over. Trust me. So I was addicted to the Hokey Pokey. But thankfully, I turned myself around Okay, okay. Try that one in your next AA meeting. a recent study has found that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than men who mention it.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's true.
True that.
Tough crowd here. Try these at your job today. I'm sure they'll go really well. You guys, you know, I've been reading a lot more in 2020. I'm actually reading a book about anti-gravity. I'm telling you what, it's impossible to put down.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
Chouts, what do you think, man? You're kind of quiet over there. I don't know if you're amazed by this or you're...
He's laughing so hard he can't even breathe or, like, speak.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Then let me keep on going. I got a few more as I wrap up National One-Liner Day. Hey, guys, what do you call the security outside of a Samsung store?
Mediocre.
No, Guardians of the Galaxies.
Ooh, I knew something about a galaxy was going to be in there.
That's pretty funny. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I
try
like
that one.
One.
Try that one today with your boss. I bet it'll get you a promotion. This is awkward, but I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day long.
Wow, that's clever.
Yeah, get it?
That one took some thought.
Thank you. I just found it on the internet and copied and pasted it into Word. We have to always update our passwords here at work. I actually changed my password to incorrect, so whenever I forget what the computer will say, your password is incorrect. It'll help me out.
That's honestly just, like, I feel like helpful.
I probably should do that. I can never get into anything.
And finally, I know you want more, but I can only give you so many. I hope some of these will work for you at your job today when your friends and family. National One-Liner Day. Did you guys hear about the guy that got hit in the head with a can of soda?
No.
He was lucky, he said. It was a soft drink.
Ah!
Thank you. It's National One-Liner Day.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Huge UFC fight happened over the weekend. Conor McGregor victorious over Donald Cowboy. The Cowboy, I should say. And our girl, Liv, watched the fight, and she said it was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, so it really only lasted 40 seconds. The Cowboy didn't even lay a punch on Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor came in, shouldering him in the face. After 40 seconds, Conor McGregor was victorious.
I mean, I wanted Conor to win. A lot of people did, but I was like, come on, give us a little bit more of a show,
right? More than 40 seconds, considering a lot of people paid anywhere between $65 to $90
for it. Yeah, like, that's what we say to most dudes. Give us more than 40 seconds, please, okay?
Okay, ladies, let's have realistic expectations, okay?
Moving on to Rihanna, who was spotted over the weekend with Drake. What the what? So she and her billionaire boyfriend of 3 years have just split, and she's going back to what she knows. She was spotted canoodling, I love that word, with Drake, and people were like, okay. So I'll keep you posted on that. They may be having a little fun together. Hey, why not? Well, Madonna canceled a tour date with 45 minutes notice. Fans devastated, upset. It was in Lisbon. She just gave him 45 minutes. We don't really know why, but like someone came over the PA, was like, we regret to inform you that Madonna is unable to perform this evening. And she took to Instagram saying, thanks again. Sorry I had to cancel, but I must listen to my body and rest. People are just mad because it was 45 minutes before the show.
I would never waste my money on a Madonna ticket. She does this crap all the time.
Yeah, she does. And I love the material, girl, but the show is the eighth time that she has canceled on this tour.
Eight times? Yikes. How many tour dates does she have?
So heads up, if you want to go see Madge, you might think again. This is awesome news. Adele has new music. It's confirmed coming in 2020.
I like to try and be a little bit... not give everything away all the time so that I can surprise people with things sometimes.
She says she is ready to feel the world around her and look up for once. She's done a lot of learning, and this new music is going to be so awesome. Cannot wait for that. Post Malone. This is exciting. Posty featured in the new trailer for Mark Wahlberg's new Netflix movie. It's called Spencer Confidential.
What do you say, Spence?
Not much.
How's it feel getting out?
We have a little going away message for you.
For me?
Give him hell, Spencer.
And there's like a fight in jail happening.
I thought it was really interesting because on the credits for the trailer, they use his real name, Austin Post. He's not going by Post Malone, so I guess actor version.
He's
is
professional.
Very serious.
Lady Gaga, it's weird. She did that for a while. She went as Stephanie, and then she's like, "Ah, oh, forget it," and then went back to Lady Gaga. So the
I thought
film,
Lady Gaga was in this movie.
The film is set to premiere on Netflix March 6th. And speaking of Mark Wahlberg, this is really cute. So he and his wifey wanted to get their kiddos a Pomeranian, and so here's the story of how it all went down.
It is a very cute dog, and crazy story because I was not going to get a dog. We weren't good with pets, and then I finally decided, because it was a very manageable dog, I thought, that we would get that dog, and I told my kids I was going to surprise them. Something very important or someone very important was coming to the house. I told my one son, because he was leaving for track, he left. I told the other kid somebody important's coming. Meanwhile, I'm in a meeting with my wife. She barges in the meeting and goes, "I need to talk to you right now." Drags me outside and goes, "Why is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West coming here at dinner time?" I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Brendan and Grace literally said, oh, if it's somebody important, it's got to be them."
So what a letdown. I mean, you like the dog, but they think Kanye and Kim are coming to dinner, and then a dog appears, which is sweet, but I'd be kind of like, what?
I don't know, man. I'd rather have a dog, personally.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
This dude, he's a groomed to be, is getting heat because of what he posted online. Bottom line, he doesn't want his fiance to buy her dream wedding dress because he says it costs too much. Now, I'll give you the price coming up, and I guess maybe that might sway you a bit, but is this guy being a total jerk, or does he have a point? Maybe the bride kind of needs to, you know, be flexible on this one. If you want to join in the conversation, it's 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. A groom-to-be. This dude's getting slammed online, and maybe rightfully so. 833-563-2539. I want to hear from you. He, I guess, posted up there that he doesn't want his fiance to buy her dream wedding dress. The reason why, he says that it costs too much money. The man said that they each managed to put about 10 grand away for their big wedding day, so about $20,000, which, you know, will cover a wedding, but weddings can be a lot more than that. They can be cheaper, but weddings are not cheap. And I guess his, you know, bride-to-be, she really found this dress she liked, and it was about $950, and then I guess the veil was like another $120, so it was over a grand. But he said, no, I'm going to put my foot down on this. Like, we could spend $1,000 on our honeymoon. He said he went looking online. I guess Googling is the way he was doing it, and he found dresses for $50, $100, $200, which...
Wedding gown for $50?
Well, that's why I ask. I don't know much about it, but that is a big difference, Mackenzie. That's a fifth of a cost, if it's a good one.
Let me throw this out there. No. You're not going to find, unless someone just is like giving a wedding dress to someone else, you're not going to find a quality wedding gown for $50.
Well, his point is this, though, too. You're spending all this money on a wedding dress. It's only a one-time use. And he's getting a lot of heat for this. And people are saying he's being insensitive and he's being a jerk. 833-563-2539. Do you side with this this future groom if the wedding goes on, that is a lot of money for a one-time thing? Or do you think, no, it doesn't matter if it's a one-time thing, this is a big day, especially for her, like, let her spend whatever she wants?
I mean, I think you could say that about a lot of things regarding a wedding, like your wedding ring, or, you know, it's one, I don't know, or,
well, your
or
wedding
anything
ring
on the
day. You wear that forever, I guess. Well, other things like maybe the location, like the venue or the food. To me, you should always spend a lot of money on a photographer or a videographer if you want that to remember the memories. I think that is very important to capture those.
See, that's interesting, because a lot of people say skimp on that.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't you want those memories to last forever? Like, that's what I like. There's certain photos I have of me and my mom and me and my grandma from my wedding day that I'll cherish forever. And that, to me, is even more important than the food, which I remember it was. The food was good, but I guess everybody's different. And I'm a dude, so I don't get the wedding dress thing. I'm also very cheap, but I don't totally agree with this guy. I agree if there's one dress that's like $5,000 and one's $2,000, maybe go with the $2,000. But I don't even know how much wedding dress costs.
The two important things that I think make a great wedding, constitute a great wedding, an open bar.
Yes, if you don't
and
have an open bar.
And a huge dance floor.
I'm not
like,
coming.
I think that will ensure your guests have a phenomenal time. Those are the two things I would not skimp on. I don't know. The dress, that's so hard. Because, yes, it's only a one time she wears it. But hopefully you do wear a wedding dress one time. And it's for life. And that's what she feels most beautiful in. But I also totally understand that you don't want to totally blow your budget. And then it's going to cause arguments, like, for months afterwards, trying to pay this thing off. I get it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Anonymous. Ooh, maybe there's some tension with this one. Anonymous, you're on Joe and McKenzie, and what did you want to say about the groom?
Yeah, hi. I think the groom is an idiot. You can get a quality dress for $1,000. Like, that's a good price for if you're trying to, you know, save money on a dress. You can spend more than that. Most wedding dresses are, you know, $5,000, $10,000. Mm-hmm. So $1,000 is not... It's not that bad for a dress.
And it was like under $1,000, you said.
Yeah, it was like $950 plus a veil.
That is pretty, very reasonable.
Part of me now, Anonymous and Mackenzie, wants to call my wife Lindsay up. I have no idea how much her wedding dress was. I don't think, if she told me it was $5,000, I would lose my mind.
Why?
It's $5,000.
You didn't pay for it.
Who did?
You bought your wife's wedding dress?
I think communally we all worked together and scrapped our money together.
Oh.
I
don't think you did, because you would never spend that kind of money on her.
No, I think I just worked and put money into a fund and I never knew where it went. All right,
that's
Anonymous.
Probably for the best.
Yes, it is. Anonymous, thank you. Let's go to Stephanie. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think? Does this groom have a point, or is he totally off base?
So when I first heard you guys talking about it, I thought this guy has a really good point, because you don't spend more than what you already have. But $1,000 for a wedding dress is a really good price when you consider this is your dream day. So to me, I think that he's a little crazy, considering you said that they both saved around $20,000 each for this day.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to the other $39,000, you know? And if you're basing it on it just being one day, then the whole day is a waste if, you know, you're not willing to spend that 1% of that $40,000.
So I will say the average, I just looked it up to be accurate, the average wedding gown is about roughly $1,000. That's like on average. That's not going like bougie or anything like that.
Okay, then I'm hoping my wife was average. I'm really honestly afraid. Like, I want to find out right now. Like, I want to call my wife. I know she's up. I want to know how much she spent.
Actually, this one says it's $1,357.
This is getting scarier and scarier. Chanel, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am completely on the bride's side. I spent about $500 on my dress. It was on sale. Honestly, my dress was like the most expensive part of my wedding. We skimped on a lot of things. So I am on her side. I say, go for it. It's her day. And honestly, so much had gone wrong with my wedding that we're actually going to be redoing it next year.
Yay! That's cool.
I honestly have no really good memories of my wedding, and my husband actually booked a cruise for next year, so we're going to be redoing our vows and, you know, just making it a special day and actually doing what we want.
Will you buy another dress then? Or are you going to wear the original? No, you're getting a new one.
Okay, I have lost almost 120 pounds that day.
Wow, you go, girl.
So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to getting a new dress that I'll actually be able to fit into and not have to hold my breath that day and hope that it zips up.
Now, what went wrong on your wedding day? Because, like, I need to know, like, what happened? What was so bad about that day in particular?
Well, the most important thing, the photographer, I let a friend give us kind of, like, do the wedding photos for us as a gift. And, you know, she's a great friend. I love her. But I could have taken better pictures on an iPhone, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. These days, you really can, but
stinks. I hope the second time around is the magic one. Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. And if you couldn't get through, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and McKenzie, and let us know what you think. We'll wrap up with Samantha. Hey, Samantha, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's up?
Hey, it's actually Lindsay.
Oh, what's up? Oh, wait.
Your wife, Lindsay?
Oh, hey. What, dude?
Yay, Linz!
What? Okay, do you know what we're talking about?
Morning, guys. Poor chat filled me in.
Okay.
This is awesome. Look at your hubby all hot
as we wrap this up, because I honestly don't even want to know the answer to this. I'd rather have you cheat on me than give me a high answer. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about this guy was upset with his future bride because she wants to spend $1,000 on the wedding gown. I think that's a little unreasonable. I think that's okay if she spends that. But we were talking about the average price, and some are saying it's $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. How much did you spend on your wedding dress?
I spent about $700 on my wedding dress.
Yeah! You know why I love my wife?
And I will tell you, I got an amazing deal on it. The dress I got was originally, I think, about $2,800.
What?
And it was being discontinued, so they sold me the floor sample for like 70% off.
Oh God! When you started saying seven, I had a freaking
Lindsay,
heart attack.
You are a saint. Like, I really don't even know how you exist. I have to like bow down to this woman.
What does that even mean?
Read into it what you will.
Nice. It's nice to hear that.
Kenzie on radio now.
All right. Well, hey, coming up in two songs, are you guys ready for Dare Dice?
Yeah, I don't want to lose again.
Why? Why don't you want to lose again?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Give us two songs, and we will go live on Instagram. You can follow us right now. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Whoever rolls the lowest numbers will face the box of shame tomorrow. Dare Dice, happening live right now. We are Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. I honestly forget. I'm being serious, not trying to be a jerk. Who lost last week and had to face the box of shame?
Remember the whole drama with Porkchop, but he had to put his feet in the stuff, and it was...
Oh, my God, yes, and Liv. Oh, God. Yeah, we had meetings about that. That was fun.
We got in trouble.
Yeah, of course we did. Sorry, so Porkchop lost last week.
Yes, and so he did foot fetish, and where he put his... I won't go into detail because it's a trigger for Liv, because she was so grossed out. But he had to put his feet in things and decipher what they were.
Yeah, and he actually did really, really well.
He did.
Got a majority of them right. Not the last thing. If you want to see it, we have it up on our Instagram. Go see right now, Joe and Mackenzie. So we have to roll two dice, one at a time, and whoever has the lowest combined numbers, you're the loser that has to face the box of shame the next day. Who would like to go first today?
I'm going to go second, because it seems to be working for me
I'll
for
go
some
first.
Reason.
Okay. Pork chop.
Chops.
All right, he's walking over.
All right. Here we go. First dice. Come on, let's get a big one.
You look very nice today. I like that shirt.
Oh, hey, thanks. Five.
Dang, homie.
Means nothing because I could get a one next.
He's very optimistic today, as you can tell.
I don't know, I'm
Mr. Positive.
Semi-traumatized from last week as well. Second die is... Hey!
Oh, a six.
11.
All right,
everybody, let's roll
12s. I know, that's incredible. I feel like these are lucky. Okay. I mean, we wouldn't want Chops to have to do it again. I would feel bad. Okay, come on.
Oh,
two.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Chops is for sure safe.
Chops is safe. Okay, I only got a six. That's not looking good for me.
That was a four.
Plus two.
Dang it. I have six total.
All right. Live the web, girl.
I mean, it could be worse, but it could have been better. That's what she said.
Yep. You could single-handedly tie it up with one roll of the die.
Oh, man.
It is a two.
The lady's rolling low today. We were on a high last week. Dang it.
Chops for sure looking safe today.
Oh, my goodness.
You think you're overthinking it? Are you overthinking it now?
I feel relieved because she got one lower than me.
Total of five.
What's our deal, Liv?
I don't know. All I want to say is I am not doing anything blindfolded. I'm not. And that's
did something
that
happen at home with you and Jewel Daddy? Like, what's wrong?
Maybe Joe.
Never again.
Okay, Joe, maybe he'll get real low.
What
it's
Mackenzie?
Time for Joe. I feel like it's his time. When's the last time you did Box of Shame?
Can't
even remember. It was like back in the summer of 69.
I think it was recent.
No, it wasn't.
It was sometime last year.
Yeah, in November?
Maybe.
Oh, way too long.
Can't help it, ladies, if I got the hot hand. Mackenzie, will you blow my hand?
No.
Ew.
I already have food poisoning. I'm still nauseous.
You've never been to Vegas and they're like, hey, blow, you know, for luck?
yeah, like millionaires. And she's like, okay.
Well, I got $7 on me, so yeah. All right, here we go. First roll is a... Four.
Well, he could get a one and tie live and then a roll off.
All right.
One.
Here we go. I'll blow on it because I got luck. It's four.
Liv is the loser.
Still pretty low rolls for all of us besides Chops.
All right. Wow. Well, Liv the Web Girl. Congratulations.
I'm not being blindfolded. Not being blindfolded, nothing is going to be alive. That's all I'm saying. That's
any
all.
Any other stipulations?
Other than that, that's pretty much it. I don't want to have to wax my eyebrows, and then that's it.
What if it has gluten? Can it have gluten?
No gluten, no dairy.
Okay.
That's for all of us. So you guys know that. That's for all of
tomorrow,
us, not just me.
At this time, she will draw a dare from the box of shame. Hopefully it's not too bad. I don't even know what's in there at this point. It could be something really... horrific.
We will find
scary.
Out this time tomorrow on Joe and Mackenzie. What celebrity did you randomly run into? I'm not talking like, hey, you went to a meet and greet, which is always cool to meet somebody, but you actually just on the streets ran into them. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you were in LA, and
yeah.
Did you run into anybody?
Well, there's lots of celebrities all over the place, but it was kind of fun to see real-life paparazzi. So outside of Craig's, I saw tons of paparazzi, so there were also obviously some big names inside. That's where Hailey Bieber just ran in, had like a run-in with Selena Gomez. So it was interesting. But I didn't eat there. We were in West Hollywood and we went to Sir, which is Lisa Vanderpump's place. And it is so cute. Just like on Vanderpump Rules, on all the shows, she's the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. But we saw her son. Everyone else was freaking Max Todd was there. So he's from the reality show.
Okay.
So Max Todd was there. Also, all the time in airports, I run into celebrities. I ran into Noah Wiley. If you remember him from back in the day, like on ER. I ran into Lance Bass in Indianapolis, of all places. He was
what?
Coming here to perform. And I did it. I was like, is that Lance? He looks awesome. And he had like blue hair. And I wasn't used to that. But I just was like, hey. And I, you know, the coolest part for me is that's the first celebrity I ever interviewed in my entire life. My first gig, I did the red carpet at the Grammys. And I said, hey, I just want to let you know, I really appreciate you. You were so kind and sweet and genuine. And I want you to know you're my first interview ever in my life. And he like was really taken aback. And we took a selfie and it was fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so you did that. So
yeah.
I need to hang out with you more. Then Chops, you met a celebrity this weekend.
Yeah, I've met a couple celebrities outside of work in my life. I've met DMX. I've met...
What?
Love and Theft.
Okay.
They're country singers. They sing Angel Eyes. And in an elevator, I was in an elevator with John Lovitz. He's like a comedian actor. Yeah, he's funny. And then, but over the weekend, I was serving at my steakhouse, and then I get a table of six. And at first, I was like, wow, this girl seems awfully familiar. I was like, I know her. Then they started talking with a country accent, and I was like, okay, like, I definitely know. And then one of the girls was like, hey, Lauren, are you going to order the soup? And I was like, yep, I knew it. It was Lauren Elena.
What if I was made for you?
Awesome.
Now, Lauren Elena, she is a country superstar. She was also on Dancing with the Stars, and she did our... So, Chops and I used to work at a country station on the West Coast together, and she did our, like, Christmas show, if you will. The nicest artist you will ever meet. Lucy is a huge fan, my little girl. She took pictures. She took her aside. They had a nice conversation. Just a very genuine person.
Yeah, she was on American Idol with Scotty McCreery, and they were, like, the hot item. They were, like, dating, but they didn't announce it until after the show was over.
She was actually the runner up, and that was season 10, back in like 2011.
Okay.
So, anyways, yeah, she sings like one of my most favorite songs, What Ifs, with Kane Brown. So, I met her, like Mackenzie said, in Portland, but the song wasn't out yet. So, when I served her, I got to tell her how much I love the song.
So cute. And she actually lost 25 pounds on Dancing with the Stars.
Dang.
Side note.
I lost that much just watching the show. My wife texted me, and we're going to do your calls in just 1 second, 833-563-2539. Do you know who this is? Because I have no clue. She says, ooh, I ran into Carter Oosterhuis and Amy Smart at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know Amy Smart.
Amy Smart. She's from
she was in the same
Varsity
movie
Blues.
With John Lovitz that I like.
I'm going to have to look it up. She said she did this at a bar in Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, no way.
And yeah. And
she actually looks kind of like Mackenzie.
She's in Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds, a great movie.
And I guess somehow Carter, like that Carter Oosterhaus or whatever is related to my wife's grandma somehow. I'm like, well, that's random. Okay, wow. Cool. So that's a little connection.
I met Pauly Shore in Miami.
The weasel?
And nobody knew who that was. Do you know who that is, Liv?
Yeah, I know who Pauly Shore
okay,
is.
I was hanging out with like a bunch of like my cousin who's 22 and like no one knew who the... I was like, you don't know freaking Pauly Shore? He's a classic legend.
He's the weasel.
I'm pretty sure he plays himself in a movie.
So, well, he was in Son-in-Law back in the day, but he's like a highly successful comedian and all those things. I thought it was cool.
All right. And then for myself, there's a bunch of them, but I think we kind of got the country theme. I was catching Connected Flight and I was going in Michigan through Detroit Metro Airport, and I was like, God, those two, they look like, you know, like country guys I've seen, like a duo, and one guy's kind of clean-shaven-ish, and the other guy's got like a big beard. I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, oh, I know who that is. That's the guys. They're the brothers. They're the brother Osbournes.
But it ain't my fault. I got my hands up. I need an alibi. Find me a witness.
And I went and talked to the guy with the beard, and I was like, hey, I'm a big fan, but I didn't remember their individual names. And he's like, thank you very much.
Yes, he looks just like Chris Stapleton. The guy, the brothers Osbourne that has the beard.
Yes.
So I had someone try to tell me, because I was doing interviews and at a carpet, your producer will whisper in your ear who's coming, and they're like, that's Chris Stapleton. And I was like,
No.
I mean, it's close, but I was
love
like,
Tennessee
that's
Whiskey.
Not.
I love your song. That's a good one. Now, I did apologize, though, because I bumped into him, and he said to me,
but it ain't my fault.
I'm like, okay. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Jessica real quick. Jessica, who'd you run into?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I ran into Cody Simpson and Gigi Hadid in Disneyland.
You did? Were they together?
They were together. There was a time when they were dating. Gigi wasn't that famous yet, or at least I didn't know who she was until years later that I posted a picture online and someone told me, hey, that's Gigi. I'm like, oh, really? Who knew?
Did she look like the supermodel that we're used to seeing?
No, she did not.
Wow. Okay. People can glow up.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go this morning to Robert. Hey, Robert, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Who'd you run into? What celebrity?
I am a private sector security officer, and I normally don't go into functions, but I was at the AVN Awards. And my client left her purse at her seat, and I bumped into Sasha Grey, quite literally. I was coming around a corner at the same time she was. We smashed into each other, and yeah, that was, like, I meet celebrities all the time, but I've never bumped into them.
And what's Sasha, what do we know her from? She's an actress, right?
You would know her from The Girlfriend Experience.
Oh, yes, okay.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to Kelly. Kelly, what celebrity did you meet?
Hey, so it wasn't me. I'm a nurse and I work at a hospital, and one of the doctors that I work with was telling us a story that he was in New York and got invited to an after party, and it just so happens that it was Blake Lively's after party, and he like bumped into Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and all these different people, and he had no idea who they were.
I would die.
We just like give him crap all the time. It's like, you didn't know who Blake Lively was? Like, come on, man.
Go ahead.
I hate when stuff like that happens because I feel like those people don't appreciate it as much as I would have appreciated it.
And we know they're just people like you and I, but Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, their hashtag goals are just so beautiful and fun. I would love to just hang out with them.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll go to Dee Dee this morning. Who did you run into, Dee Dee?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I ran into The Undertaker from wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. Where at?
And he is tall as hell. I was going to the bathroom, wasn't paying attention. I turned around, and there he was. And I'm looking up like, oh, my God, you're The Undertaker. He goes, what's up?
Isn't he real scary looking?
He is. To be honest, he is. But he's nice. As a pie, to be honest, I think that he's like a little baby. He's so sweet and kind, but on that show, he's scared as hell.
Dee Dee, thank you for calling in. Hey, if you couldn't get through, take it to Twitter, Joe and Mackenzie. If you got a photo too, let us know what celebrity you met. Mackenzie,
yes?
How are you feeling this morning? I heard you didn't eat something that settled well. Like,
yeah, on my last day in Los Angeles, I got food poisoning.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I haven't eaten anything for 24 hours, so I lost like 5 pounds. It's a great way to kickstart your diet, but not that fun.
What gave you food poisoning? I kind of want to know what Mackenzie had, but also you. Maybe I can try to avoid it. 833-563-2539 if you want to get into the conversation right now. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and this one might be tough to talk about. What gave you food poisoning? 833-563-2539. Unfortunately, we all have stories, and we'll share those with you, and you can do the same.
Oh my gosh, guys, I've got one real quick. This was really bad. So I'm originally from New Jersey, and they have like this convenience slash gas station store called Wawa.
I've heard of that, yep.
Yeah, it's good, and I liked it, but I will never forget. This was in like 2012 or 2011. I got a sandwich, like a deli sandwich with some turkey, cheese, mayo. I think that was okay. I got an ice cream sandwich. I got the microwave mac and cheese. And then, yeah, I got the deli sandwich with the turkey and the cheese and the mayo. And I think either the turkey, the cheese, or the mayo was bad because, oh my gosh, literally for the next whole week, I had to do like number three on the toilet every.
Oh my God.
Every, you don't know until you've experienced it.
Oh yeah. Oh. Every 15 minutes. My stomach was so upset. I was producing a radio show. I was waiting tables at Applebee's. And are you kidding me? Every 15 minutes having to go to the bathroom? It was just crazy.
833-563-2539. I just feel bad hearing that. Mackenzie, you just were on a little relaxing weekend and you had some issues.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really relaxing. We were like on the go all the time. But for our last meal, it was really fun. We went to Beverly Hills. We're on Rodeo Drive into a very, very nice restaurant. And I ordered a quinoa bowl. So very healthy, right?
Sounds like it.
It was like quinoa. There was, I don't even want to actually think about it.
Well, you gotta, come on, you gotta tell me.
There were vegetables in there. It was like sweet potatoes, mushrooms, something was bad. I felt fine. This is the weird part. I felt fine hours after the meal. Not until that night, I would say. So we ate at like 8. And then at like 1 in the morning, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. And I just, every half an hour, every 30 minutes, I either threw up or came out the other way all night long. Like it was continuous. Like I thought I was dying. And I had to catch up. I was like, okay, I hope I'm going to, because the plane ride home was like 4.5 hours. I haven't really actually eaten anything in 24 hours now. And I'm scared to because I don't have that much energy. But I'm telling you what, it was, I don't know what poisoned. I felt like I literally, like I had been poisoned.
That is,
it was so bad.
That is the absolute worst. And it's like, you think you're eating something like, there's no way this will get me sick.
Well,
it's just healthy food.
I never thought about it. So it must have been, what do you think, tainted spinach or
something? Because you hear about like E. coli all the time. Yeah, it wasn't probably washed properly or dirty hands.
And I went into a cold sweat. I turned pasty white. It was just,
and then you
awful.
Had to catch a flight. Ugh.
So you're still not doing too well
now?
I'm
just thinking about it. I'm still like sweating. Okay. Like, I don't know. I'm not doing great. I've already lost 5 pounds.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah, but it was not fun.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You have a fun food poisoning story?
Not me. If I ever did get food poisoning, I probably would never eat again. But my sister, when we were on vacation, we were taking a girls' trip to Florida, and we had lunch at this super nice resort we were staying at. She had coconut shrimp, like popcorn shrimp.
No.
And she had it probably around 1 o'clock. It wasn't until 1 in the morning. She woke up from sleeping, and all of a sudden, you just hear, like, weeping from the bathroom.
It's
she
was, awful. That was
violently
like
throwing up for probably, like, close to, I would say 9 hours.
It's
9
awful.
Hours violently throwing
it's
up.
It's like my stomach is turning as I do this because I hate to throw up. I would rather literally, not to be graphic, but like sit on the toilet for hours than throw up just because I hate it hurts
yes.
my throat, the
yeah,
acid.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh no, it's going to happen. And I'm like by myself in my hotel room and I like put my hair back and then it happens.
She's holding her own hair.
I was.
Oh, gosh.
I hate life right now.
For me, it was terrible, and I think it was kind of what you did, Chops. It was a gas station, I know that, but it was on the go. It wasn't my first choice, but I got some sushi.
Wait, first of all, you got sushi at a gas station?
That's rule number
one. Your first mistake.
I didn't know, guys. It was a decent price. It was like, it was the dragon or some kind of roll I liked, and it looked decent to me, and it smelled okay.
No.
That is like Street Smarts 101.
All right, well, sorry, Miss Food Poisoning over the weekend. I didn't know.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe and McKenzie, hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day here on Radio Now. What are the signs, maybe from personal research or experience, that he's an F-boy? 833-563-2539. McKenzie, why do you bring this up?
Okay, so first of all, you're like, what is an F-boy? So an F-boy is basically a guy with the body of a man and the mind of a perverted teenager. He has no heart, just a peen that he likes to paint the town. That is from Urban Dictionary.
He's hella horny.
So, and I have signs to tell. First of all, if you're wondering if he is one, he is one, basically. No, I was... You know, I was disappointed because I've been talking to this guy just casually and fun for literally, though, like 8 months, just like text, but mostly like DMing, you know, so it's like a fun, flirty stranger type of deal. So finally we meet and he's sexy and fun. And we had a great date Friday night, but then come to find out he is an F-boy. And I had higher hopes for him.
How do you come to find out he's an F-boy?
Because that's pretty much all that he was interested in.
So, like, how do you tell these? Because sometimes, like, I realize when I was in college and stuff, I realize guys are F-boys, but I realize it because I got burned because, you know, I talk to them, I entertain it, we kind of start seeing each other. That's what I'm thinking.
You put energy into it.
Exactly. I put energy into it, and then things kind of go somewhere, lead somewhere, and then all of a sudden they ghost you or something like that. Like, obviously, you know they're an F-boy after that, but how do you tell before you get too deep? Like, how did you tell before things went too far?
And this is what I've learned now, because I'm a high-value woman. I'm looking for someone that can meet me. Girls, you have to realize, A, you're the prize. B, you chase no man. C, if they show you early, like, they're an F-boy or something else, like, great, that's one. On to the next. Bye. Okay, so here's how to tell if he's an F-boy. He asks you out, but he never follows up with a text or makes concrete plans. So, like, hey, yeah, let's hang. But he doesn't actually say... ask you on, like, I'm going to pick you up at 8 and let's go here. Like, he's very vague. Pretty much very lazy. That's a sign. Again, he's like, let me know when you're free. But then you text him and he, like, doesn't text back. Like, things like that. He never initiates posting anything on social media with you. That's because he's talking to other women.
I feel like a lot of these things, like, you've experienced just even in the past, like, 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on, though.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the case? Like, I think there's some guys that, like, don't like to put a lot of things on social. Do you think it's that they're really trying to hide?
Well, here's another one. He'll disappear for days without you hearing from him. Then he resurfaces like it's fine.
Like, maybe
it's
he's like a secret agent or something.
No.
833-563-2539. What could you add to this list? Like, your experiences if you've dealt with an F-boy, like, well, this is one I knew. Share that with us.
Joe, you are giving these guys the benefit of the doubt. And here's the thing is that if a guy is trying to win you over and is trying to kind of swoon you, they shouldn't kind of be given the benefit of the doubt because they should be pulling out all the stops in order to win you over or kind of like just impress you. So if they're already doing things like this very beginning, early on, it's only going to speak to what they're going to do later down the road once they actually do get comfortable or once they do actually have your full attention.
I'm just so sick of low effort dudes. Like, guys, I feel like these days are so lazy. Given I know I like guys with swag. I know guys that get a lot of girls. I get that. But it's like... like, why are you so lazy?
Now, with your situation, McKenzie, it was 8 months of talking.
That's a long time.
What was going on in these conversations? Because, listen, I'm not saying anything is expected. Just like if a guy takes a woman out, that doesn't mean she's expected to sleep with him or do even a kiss. None of that. But I'm saying, are you saying that's why you thought he was an F-boy? Because, like, he wanted to hook up with you? Is that what it was? And the reason I asked that is because I imagine if I was long distance with somebody for 8 months, the anticipation we'd be building, like, I would really want to hook up with him that night, regardless if I paid for anything or not.
I think an F-boy is, like, when it doesn't make sense. So the conversations were fun and flirty, wasn't too much, wasn't too little. And that's been going on for 8 months. So we see each other Friday night, we have a date. It goes great. Like, I think he's so sexy. We have fun. He pulls me in. It was we had a hot, sexy kiss. But I'm not that type of woman. So nothing, like, it was just, like, at that. Because we're just meeting, right? Then he doesn't make concrete plans. But he's like, yeah, I would love to see you on, like, let's hang on Sunday fun day. I'm like, great. But, like, again, like, no concrete, like, at this, I'll pick you up for brunch at noon. There's nothing like that. But then I, like, don't hear from him all day Sunday. So I'm like, okay. But then he's watching all of my stories on Instagram. So I just don't, so it makes zero sense.
Yeah, I think that is a huge sign of an F-boy. And here's the thing too, is that most times, Joe being like, maybe this guy's a secret agent or maybe this guy actually had something going on. Most times that's not happening. So just stick with what Mackenzie is saying.
Yeah, it's
right
a
now.
Red flag. Here's the thing though. You just, again, have to realize you don't chase a man. If he's giving you all these this confusing signs, like run. You are the prize. Don't forget it.
Are there F-girls?
Oh, gosh. I was a huge F-girl in high school or in college. I would lead on guys all the time. It was really bad. It was really bad. But that's also kind of how I know what guys are doing because I would do the same stuff to boys.
And it's okay if that's what you want. That's all you want out of it, if you just want to be light and casual and sleep around and do your thing, fine. Like, do you, boo. But that's not what I'm looking for.
Hannah, you're on Joe McKenzie. Do you have a rule that you kind of have in place?
Yeah, I do. It's more a rule for guys for their girls. But, like, I've always had the belief, like, If a guy asks a girl out and they're all, I've got coffee with my friend or I've got to wash my hair, you know, ask yourself, if Ryan Gosling asked them out, they would move heaven and earth to go out with him. And why are they not doing that with you?
I like that rule.
I think you could do it either way, whether it's Ryan Gosling or, I don't know, Jennifer Lawrence, whoever. Hey, Hannah, thank you for calling.
Okay, this is going to sound so cheesy. I'm going to sound like such a teenager right now, but Dan Humphries in Gossip Girl gave Serena Vanderwoodson some great advice because this professor that she wanted to date, they had to wait to date because he was still a professor, blah, 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 blah. And Dan goes, Serena, you should want to date someone that would move mountains to be with you. He doesn't need this professor job. He's a billionaire. He should just quit to be with you because that's what I would do. I would move mountains to be with you, and that's what you should expect from these guys.
Yeah, and you set the standard that you are a high-value woman, so set it early.
Do you think this long distance, though, for the most case, will end up with F-boys and girls? Because you even said you like the long distance stuff, but don't you think that leads to that?
I'm attracted to players. It's my own fault. I need to actually go against type and just have someone else set me up.
All right, well, guess what we're doing tomorrow?
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up, we got your dummy of the day. And has anybody ever went on a test drive to get a new vehicle? We probably have all done that, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, this lady went on a test drive, but might have been a bit longer than most are allowed to be. I'll tell you how long she was test driving a vehicle before the police finally caught up with her.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A Michigan woman pulled over for a traffic violation, told the officer, this vehicle, I don't own it. I'm test driving a vehicle. He's like, oh, okay. Well, how long have you been test driving the vehicle? She's like, not that long. Turns out she had been test driving the vehicle for a few months.
Just to get a feel.
That's called stealing. The officer said the woman was driving with a yellow registration tab and found no record of the vehicle in the system. That's why he's wondering what was going on. She told the officer, I'm just test driving it. They contacted the dealer. She took our vehicle 2 months ago.
How did they not get it back? Because, I represent in Indianapolis, Andy Moore Automotive, and when you test drive, they take your license, they take your insurance, they take all of your information.
Well, all I've ever done is just an ID, and in theory, couldn't you just give them a fake ID?
They'll catch you. It's pretty thorough.
Not groundbreaking, but just the odds of nobody ever finding her. Obviously, it's a newer vehicle, but 2 months, how do you not lock somebody up for that?
Is there a rule or a law that says how long you have to test drive a car?
There's not a law. It's based per dealership, but clearly that's too long.
I was doing a live broadcast when I did some really cool stuff last year in Indy with a Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. They were helping out with test drives. They would donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters because I love being a part of that. And this one listener's like, oh, I love it. So they came, they test drove this Jeep Rubicon. 2.5 hours. That's way long. There's no way you should be. I think a max is 20, 30 minutes, right? You go on the road, maybe you want to check the highway, see what it's really like in a city and then a side street.
I would say Andy Moore Automotive because me vehicles for weekends to take, but that's usually the longest.
There's got to be.
But that's different, though, than a standard test drive for people.
I don't know. There's got to be a rule, I feel like. And how did the dealership not try to come after her?
Well, they did, and they're very happy they got their vehicle back, but I don't know. Maybe she started something. I'm going to go try to do a test drive today.
What would you test drive? What's like your ultimate dream vehicle?
I would want a Jeep again, probably, or I'd want like a truck. I don't know what brand, but I really would like a big, like kind of a small peen truck. Like you're like looking at me like, oh, what's
a
he making it for?
What?
Wiener. You're like, you see me like, oh, he's got a teeny weenie. That's why he's such a big truck.
Oh, like it's a big truck that he's overcompensating.
Yeah, like I'll admit it. Like I'd love one of those or like a Jeep Rubicon.
I could totally see you in a big truck though.
Yeah.
Like a Titan.
Yeah. Hey, this is Joe for blah, 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 blah Titan.
Can you not picture that Liv?
What do you picture me in a smart car?
A soul.
What? He wouldn't fit. It looked like the hamster commercial.
My best friend drives one, yeah. But I just picture you in a Kia.
That
Soul.
Was our rental car. We were it was just like such an experience.
It's affordable.
A yeah, it's very dependable. It's basic and nice.
Joe just in a small car.
All right. Well, thanks for ruining my hopes and dreams.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
All I can think about is what we're going to make Liv do for the box of shame.
There's some really good ideas. If you have suggestions, you can always, call us 833-563-2539 or hit us up at Joe and McKenzie or...
Yeah, just DM everybody but Liv because we're all linked on the Joe and McKenzie Instagram. I don't want her to see what's coming.
There was spa day, right? What else?
Yeah, we thought of a fun spa day. We thought of giving her like a Joker smile so she can teach her a cycle class.
Oh, wait. Don't have a cycle bar class tomorrow.
So she's
into
it.
All my days are so confused. I forgot tomorrow's Wednesday. I don't teach cycle bar classes on Wednesdays, so bring it on.
What if we have her walk inside the cycle bar class, though, and it's like, she's like, no, I'm the instructor.
I mean, I just could not be disruptive at my place of work.
Know.
That's like asking if we ever asked Pork Chop to do anything like that at his coveted steakhouse. Like, he would be like, absolutely not.
And I love it because I'm the one who gets crap if I don't want to do something disgusting. And it's the same for everyone in their own way.
No, not for me. I'll do whatever.
Yeah,
I
except
think it's
for
funny.
Joe. He's the exception.
I don't have any other side gigs like you guys that are going to look down at me if I eat doo-doo or something. So... All right. Well, I don't know what we're going to do.
I could have said something so gross. What? But I won't.
No, go ahead. Say
it. I was thinking about that the one YouTube video that was so disgusting.
Oh, yes, yes. You know
two
what? You're
girls,
right.
Two Joes, one cup.
Two Joes.
Two Joes? Mackenzie, what are you thinking about?
Ew. Disgustingness because you said you would do anything and you would. Like, he really.
I do it for
would.
The listeners. Do it for the show.
Whoa.
All right. Well, what do we got going on today?
This obviously, makes my stomach hurt.
You're still having a sore tummy from your food poisoning.
I don't know if I should have eaten that oatmeal. I'm really regretting my choice now.
Really? But it could all be in your head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So anyway, I'm back. I have to go to my place and I have to unpack. I have no food. I got to do laundry because I was just in Los Angeles for the weekend. So I'm going to get my life together. What about you guys?
I have a cycle bar class tonight. I already am almost done with the playlist, which is so great. Normally, I'm literally making it like... an hour before class. So I'm almost done with that. So I think I might be able to get a nap in today, but I also have to make a couple returns, just do a couple things. Always errands, just always. I hate being an adult.
Well, sorry you're stuck that way. Live the web grill. I wish you luck. What about you, Chops?
I know, I've got like 50 years left.
I do not have to work at the steakhouse tonight, but my boyfriend has a work meeting like on the other side of town. Like we live on the northeast side.
Yeah.
And his meeting's like all the way on the west side at like around 2 or 2:30. So I'm going to give him a ride there. I'll probably end up waiting and then driving back. I hope the meeting's not too long. What if it's like 3 hours?
I mean, why don't you just like
get
is
the guy
he
an Uber.
Against public transportation?
No, the Uber's like that's going to be super expensive.
What about public transportation?
Is there public transportation from where we live to that specific spot?
I would assume that there's public transportation all over.
Can't
the
you
city.
Get on like a bicycle or like a shopping cart?
No,
it's
like a 25-minute drive. Did you guys not hear me? I live on the northeast side.
No, I did.
And
I
it's just... all the way on the west side.
I love my wife, but not enough, yeah, I was going to say, not enough for that. So you must truly love your man. All right, I'm going to hang out with my wife today. She actually had a bunch of stuff to do, some errands. So I will probably be helping out cleaning up the house. But I'm so excited. I don't know if I'm going to have a Super Bowl party because I want you guys to all come over and hang out. But I don't know if we'll be ready by then. But soon. Very,
oh,
very
so
soon.
Fun.
Let's have a COD party instead.
I will not be there.
I was going to say, magically, Mackenzie and Liv can't make it. So, all right, well, hey, we can't do any of this though, unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.